Mute.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
Welcome to week 187 of the Healing Fountain Show. And up to now, we're doing well because we have a chat room, which was missing for half the show last week, and we do have a reasonable sound on Skype. We also have a brilliant guest from right here in the United Kingdom, and it's Decahedron, and he's coming on to speak to us about taking responsibility for your health. And he has over half a century of yoga, research, meditation, contemplation, and a unified synthesis of mathematics, geometry, music, and philosophy to draw on. And he'll be playing his golden harp later on because he's a really talented musician as well. But also, he's going to be sharing much wisdom with us as usual. He has been here before, and we'll bring him on in just a few moments. But before we do that, we're going to go over to America, over to the switchboard over there, and connect with Gary. So, good evening, Gary. Are you there?
I'm here. Hello, John Christy. Hello, everyone. Hiya. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. And, yes, I'm excited about this show. We have our dear friend Decahedron back on with us, who is a wonderful individual and, like you said, talented harpist. And looking forward to listening to his harp music again. Yeah, welcome, 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 everyone. Here we are.
So what's been happening over there in America this week, Gary? Anything?
I think, well, things have actually been kind of quiet this week, which is kind of wonderful. And we
no
had the
news
full
is
moon.
Good news.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, we had the full moon come and go, and we are on the other side of that. And that was wonderful, amazing energy.
Yes.
And here we are. It's been actually fairly quiet, and which is a good thing.
Yeah, well, it is. Yeah, no bombs going off and things like that, because
right.
It's so terribly upsetting. It is part of the shifting of the energies and taking us into a new paradigm, and clearing the way for the new paradigm to manifest itself. So we do have to fasten our seatbelts and go with the ride, don't we?
Well, the
anyway.
Times have shifted, and as they have shifted, you know, the shift is still upon us, you know, and the energy is different. We have very few frames of reference, astrologically speaking, to go by from now on, you know, because
mm-hmm.
the planetary and celestial alignments are none like we have experienced in our recent past. So
no,
things are a bit different. So
and
write it
the
out.
Photon
right
band,
away.
Aren't we? We're in the photon band, which we've been heading in there for about 20 years, but we are in it now. And as you said, it's uncharted waters, isn't it?
Exactly.
Uncharted skies. So we had a very emotional show last week with Psychic Jethro, didn't we? We had some quite traumatic or traumatized callers calling in. I hope they managed to contact Jethro on his website because...
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of healing needing to be taken place, not only with those people, but with a lot of people all around the globe, especially those living in war zones. And our heart goes out to all those people. And so we're going to be sending healing out to them all shortly. But before we actually bring Deck on, we're going to play a song he requested, and it's our lovely Miss Magical, and she's singing the song called Shine.
Let's get shiny.
Shine your light, everybody, now. And a group hug while we're at it to sanctify the space between us.
Your light, you are divine.
That was Miss Magical with Shine. I always enjoy playing Miss Magical's music. Right then, I think it's time to bring our guest on. What do you think, Gary?
I think so too.
Oh, you've got time for a quick piece of fried bread if you want to, if you must indulge in that.
Well, let's share it with Deck. Bring him on.
Well, it makes you fat, doesn't it? Yeah, are you there, Deck? Come in, Deck.
I am indeed. I am here, and lovely to be here.
Welcome back, my friend.
Yeah, it's a while since you were here. So what have you been up to since we saw you last?
Ooh, that's taken me out of the moment.
All right. Well, I'll put you back in it then.
Yeah.
You're going to tell us about taking responsibility for our health, and also you're going to speak on cosmic harmony and how to move the point of perception from a place of disease or dis-ease to a point of harmony with all to allow states of peace, love and well-being. Oh, well, you can count me in for that one. That sounds brilliant.
Good, good. Yes, I'm going to take your hand and lead you on a journey across the landscape of health and responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know quite where we're going, but I know where we're starting, which is love.
Brilliant. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I love. I love you all. Sorry, go on.
No, sorry. Go ahead.
There we go. Go ahead, Gary.
I was just going to say that, you know, disease cannot live in a body that is at ease. So that is
very true.
We put ourselves at ease, the body kind of does what it does naturally, and that's heal itself, right?
Correct. Absolutely correct. When we're internalized properly, and we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we start our little journey?
Please.
No, we're going to do the meditation a little bit later.
Yeah.
And so you usually, you speak to us about such wise things normally.
Oh,
and,
bless.
And I don't know where you get it all from. But you do have a website, don't you? The One Truth Fact Society, you're on there, aren't you? .webpaint.com.
Correct. Work in progress, but there is a lot of stuff on there. Yeah.
Yeah. And you're also on YouTube, and we're going to be playing one of your YouTube videos shortly. And, of course, you are a member of the Gold Ring, healingfountain.webpaint.com, and the goldring.webpaint.com as well.
Certainly am. You ask where it comes from. It all comes from the One. That's the only place it's the only place anything does come from, really. It's... But the more you know the One, the more that comes from it. I said that the journey really starts with love, and I just wanted to get into a slightly meditative mood here and see if I can flow with the moment. I love you all, and I'm just sinking into that energy and realizing that we're all here in this moment together. Even those people listening on archives are here in this moment now with my voice. And this voice that you're hearing is the voice of the divine, because we all speak with the divine. We all speak from the One. And the more you get to realize that, the more amazing it becomes. I was going to talk about being a victim of disease, a victim of ill health, a victim of fear, a victim of sorrow, a victim of loss, a victim of the world around you that one way or the other gets at you. And we're stuck in this dualistic world, and we're kind of trained from youth to either be a victim or an oppressor. But by internalizing, we can rise above that and rise above the victimhood and become sovereign and take charge of ourselves, and then these things no longer get to us. But perhaps one of the biggest or one of the trickiest things to overcome is being a victim of your own past, being a victim of your own history. This happened to me in the past, therefore I'm suffering now. I've been through this in the past, therefore it's understandable that I feel like this now. Whereas we are here in this moment, completely free and with complete choice. And we don't have to be the person we believe we always have been, the person we've been dragging along with us for all our lives. I'll give you one example. When I was a lot younger, I was quite dyspraxic. And for those that don't know, that just means clumsy. And I remember being out in the garden practicing throwing a ball. And I could never tell which way the ball was going to go. It might go behind me, it might go in front of me, to one side or the other, but certainly not where I was thinking of aiming it. And I practiced and I practiced, and eventually I got to be able to throw a ball pretty much like most other people most of the time. Sometimes it just went completely haywire, but other times, suddenly there was almost like a soft breeze would flow through me and a super skill came in. But generally, I was just a general skill. But that dyspraxia, that clumsiness, I could have carried it with me as a mantle all my life. And I know people that have done that, that are always proud of being clumsy.
Mm-hmm. Many of them do.
Yeah. But what I learned in that was a tenacity to overcome and to find a skill. And through my life, then I found other skills. My heart playing is one, but I've also been one of the best goldsmiths in this country, and I've been an industrial model maker, and I've done all sorts of pretty clever things with my hands. And part of that is just the knowing that if I want a skill and I work at it, I can achieve it. And that came from initially being dyspraxic and having to overcome that. But most of all, it's given me the tenacity in meditation to hold a concentration. And a simple meditation might be a one-pointed meditation, focusing on a candle or a single point or even on nothing. But that's, if you like, the easy way. It gets tougher when you try and hold two points of concentration at the same time. Tougher still when you hold three. And for most people, they find it impossible when you get up to five. It's like balancing five different objects at the same time, and every time you get one balance, another one falls down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get that five-pointed concentration, what can happen is that suddenly you become one. And when that happened to me, I became one in totality. I experienced the immenseness of the multiverse. I lived for eternity, literally every second of eternity I experienced. But not just of the one life, I experienced all the many infinite lives and every second of every life. I experienced the total power of the universe and yet knew it to be less than a puff of wind. Because the one is a contradiction. It's everything and nothing. It's eternity in a single moment. It's infinity in the infinitesimal. And when I came back from that experience, which was on the one side majestic and on the other side pathetic, it was overpowering and yet almost mundane. It was, because it was one, all the contradictions, all the duality that we see in this universe here have collapsed. One knows no contradictions. It is just the one. So what we see here as the dualistic nature of life,
mm-hmm.
Suddenly everything happens at the same time. And when I came back, the most profound thing I realized was that the only thing I had to do was be me. That's all we have to be. And most of the time, a lot of the time, we run away from being the me that is here in this moment, and have taken responsibility. Lots of us with health will look outside for things that we can change. We can look at our diet and the food we take in. We can look at our blood group and the type of foods we should be eating. We can look at the clarity and purity of our water and the energy that it has in it. We can look at the quality of the air. We moved to rural Wales here because the air is nice, the water is nice. There's lots of vegetation and fresh green stuff around that we can enjoy. We can look outside to avoid toxins in our food. We can contemplate the electromagnetic smog that surrounds most of us. And this is why Wales is quite nice, because the telephone signals are quite bad here, which is better for the health. We can look at all these things outside, but doing something outside is rather like moving in treacle compared to making the adjustment inside. Outside, everything is heavy and difficult to shift, whereas if we go inside, everything is as easy as moving a thought. There is no density, there's no momentum anymore, there's no inertia, there's just whatever you conceive in that moment. And taking that, instead of looking outside for the answers for the solutions, coming inside to find the solution, to find our own sovereignty and to create that health, is where the real responsibility lies. Oh, I love it when a whole range of thoughts suddenly dashes through your head. It's completely different from what you're talking about.
It doesn't matter. It's really <No. laughs> We can hear Princess. Have you got a cat in the background as well?
There is one. I didn't think of that noise. might have been. But that internalization of the sovereignty, of finding the vision of beauty, of love, finding the vision of the way the world you'd like the world to be, is really the ultimate responsibility. And knowing that you exist not as a product of your history, but you exist as a pure consciousness in this moment now. And with enough control and consciousness, you can change your state of health now. I remember one of the things I wanted to say about the being in one way or the other in pain is that we have this tendency to run away from it. And as with most things, when we run away from our enemy, they chase us. In my experience, the quickest way to overcome any of these things is to look directly at it, to go into it as deeply as possible. If you're experiencing pain, it hasn't killed you yet. It's not going to kill you if you look at it. Look deep into the pain and say, give me more. Give me everything you've got. I'm no longer afraid of you. And taking that attitude and really taking control and knowing that you're the one that has the power. You are the most powerful being in your universe. You're the one that has the power. Nothing else has any power over you. No bacteria, no viruses, no bailiffs knocking at the door. You know, whatever it is that's getting at you, you inside are the most powerful thing, because you are the one expressing yourself through the divine and through the vehicle that you're using at the moment. You are the greatest thing in this universe. And the more of yourself you know, the greater you become, the more powerful you become. But the more powerful, the contradiction, the more powerful you become, in another way, the gentler you become as well.
Yes. And meeting the pain head on doesn't seem to hurt as much as shying away from it, does it?
Exactly.
I can say that from experience.
Or resisting it. Right.
Yeah, we're resisting it. Yeah.
We try. We do whatever we can do to not feel pain as people. You know, it's amazing the lengths we go to of, you know, anesthetizing it or sidestepping it or turning away, you know, pushing it away. And what you resist persists. It comes forward. And I understand about that feeling it, just making the decision to face it head on and just go ahead and feeling it, feeling all of it. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what happens, the mechanism within the human body, those mechanisms begin to kick in to where the pain actually becomes tolerable. And I've experienced that firsthand myself, and it's just amazing.
Me too. And I actually wrote a song about Feel It, it was called, and it's about feeling all the different emotions that we have without being afraid to feel them. And depression and upliftment are at each end of a continuum. And so if you feel depressed, all you have to do is just move up the line towards the other end to feel uplifted.
Yeah, and those are just exact opposites of the exact same energy.
Yeah. And in fact, there's no past and there's no future. We're all now. We're all living now in the now moment. And so once we realize that and connect with all that is in the now, that's when we can move into that space that Dick was speaking about, where we can make ourselves full of health and vitality and find talents that we didn't know we had even.
Absolutely. One of the things about believing in the opposites is that if you're at one end of the scale, sometimes it looks like an awfully long way to the other end of the scale.
Yes.
But all these scales are actually cyclic. Everything in this universe, everything in reality is cyclic, even infinity. We're quite happy to believe that minus zero is the same as plus zero, but it's more difficult to realize that minus infinity is the same as plus infinity. And I can mathematically prove that as well. That we can flick from crying to laughing and back again, from absolute joy to absolute sorrow. It is possible to flick from one to the other, not having to go all the way around the circle from one end of the scale to the other, but just flicking straight from one end to the other.
Yeah, like a wormhole in space.
Yeah.
Like a helix.
For me, finding one, if we stand here looking and thinking, well, I've got to go through this level of ascension and then the next level up through the dimensions, and it's an awfully long way, it's an infinite way to get to the one that way, but all you actually have to do is turn around and look at the one that's looking at you.
Yeah.
And you're looking straight at the one. The one is looking directly through your eyes. And when you're looking at this ascension path that lies ahead of you, it seems a long way. But actually, the one is right there, right now, in you.
Hmm.
And accessible to everyone.
I saw a lovely couple of lines today on one of the websites that go on, and it was that God is asleep in the minerals and stones. God walks through the animals, and God talks through man. So it's a bit similar to what you were saying when you first opened up Deck, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what one thing I remember from when I was experiencing this oneness was that everything was in its place. Not a single grain of sand could be removed. Everything had to be there. Every single speck of dust had to be there and was of equal importance. There wasn't one bit of reality that was any more important than any other. Animals, man, planets, solar systems, galaxies, they all had exactly the same level of importance. There was no hierarchy.
And so if that's the case, we should just accept whatever happens to us. We're indestructible. And so if we just have the confidence to accept what happens to us and remember, and I'd like to say this to the people who called in last week, if you can, to try and remember that we chose whatever happens to us now for our best learning experience.
Yes, and to see that, and to be responsible for that, and for every other aspect within our reality, is the key. And it's this acceptance. When I accept every single person, place, thing, or situation exactly the way it is at every given moment, when I am in that place, I am serene, and that is where the serenity comes from. Is simply,
and that's where your health
in the
comes
acceptance
from as well.
Of all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right.
That's where the health comes from, when you just accept whatever happens to you, because when you don't accept it and you start stressing about things that happen, that's when you become ill.
Mm-hmm. Now, acceptance doesn't mean approval.
No. Just means accepting it and going
exactly
with the flow.
Right.
So that's really good, Deck. Very
you.
Inspirational.
Good.
Thank you. Have you anything else to say? He's like Methuselah, isn't he?
No, I'll say something for the meditation. It's gonna be good.
Good.
We're gonna expand you in six directions at the same time.
Wow, looking
Wonderful.
Forward to that. Okay, well, shall we do your video now, Deck?
That would be wonderful.
You've got
Thank
a beautiful
you.
Video on YouTube. I subscribed to your channel the other day. I thought I'd done it before, but when I actually clicked on, sometimes YouTube doesn't quite let you subscribe. You've got to keep going back and subscribing again and again for it to manifest itself. But anyway, that's another story for another day. Okay, so we've put the link in there. So I'm going to go to the studio, Gary, if you would like to get people to pull up the players, etc.
Okay, and just get everyone to go ahead and click the YouTube link. And pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound, and reset the counter back to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And Jan Christie, in her devilishly inimitable fashion, will count us down, and I'll start the video simultaneously, so we'll be in synchronization.
Yes.
And
hopefully.
Here come the hearts.
There's mine.
Here they
when
come.
Everybody's ready, I'll count you down. I'll start at 10 now. So it'll be 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. Right, now it's time to light our candles. I've lit the Nagshampa, which creates positivity and purifies the atmosphere, ready for us to invite the angelic realm, which I'm going to do while this track is playing. But I'm going to light my candle, as I hope everyone out there is lighting their candles. I'm lighting mine for world peace and spiritual unity, because fire is a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. I also light my candle because it represents the light of the Creator, which we take out into the world and help other people to light their candles if they so wish. So we're going to ask the healing angels to draw close. Archangel Raphael and all the other healing angels. And I'd like to just sing a cappella, because I've no backing track for this. an ancient healing song taken from the words said by Moses when his sister was very ill. Moses said these words to God. So sing along, please. It goes, Anna, Elna, Rafana, La, Anna, Elna, Rafana, La. To the mantra, please. Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth.
as we see her crystal heart, and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. And our special guest is Decahedron. Thank you, Dec.
Thank you, Dick.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Start breathing deeply. Keep your breath as long as the bells on the metronome. So you're breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and feel your breath coming like a pendulum. So at the bell, you can hardly tell if it's coming or going. And in between the bells, the breath is moving quite fast. So your breath's moving in a perfect circle. I recognize that you're all breathing together in this moment. Even those in archives are breathing in this moment together. Everyone is in unison. Everyone is together. Now, as you breathe in, breathe right into the center of your heart. And as you breathe out to fill your body with your breath. So on the in-breath, always to the heart. And on the out-breath, we'll be directing your breath to different places. So now, as you breathe out, imagine you're breathing out through the top of your head. And breathe out through the top of your head to fill the solar system around you. And then breathe the solar system back in towards your heart. And as you breathe out through the top of your head, breathe out into the galaxy. Fill the galaxy with your breath. And breathe it back into your heart. Breathe out to fill the universe. And breathe it back into your heart. Breathe out to fill the multiverse. And breathe it back into your heart. Just feel that for a moment. Feel the immensity of all that you're breathing out into and breathing back into your heart. Now breathe out through the soles of your feet and back into the center of your heart. Breathe out through the soles of your feet to the center of the earth and back to the center of your heart. Out to the center of the earth and back to the center of the heart. Feel yourself rooted in the center of the earth. Feel the stability that gives you. Now, as you breathe back from the center of the earth, this time breathe out through the top of your head to the universe. Back into the heart. And then back out to the center of the earth through your feet, up and down, now we change again, and we're breathing out through your left side, and back into the center of your heart, breathing out through your left side into your past, back through your life track, and breathe that life track back into the center of your heart. Breathe out into your life track, right back to your birth, and breathe it back into the center of your heart. Breathe out past your birth, down through all your previous incarnations, and breathe it back into the center of the heart. Now breathe out through the right side into your future life and back into the center of the heart. Breathe out through the right side, all the way to the future ascended you, the one that's looking back at you now, loving you, encouraging you, the one that's full of love, pure and perfect, emanating divine energy. Breathe out into it and breathe it back into the center of your heart. Now take that love and breathe it back out through the left side, all the way down to your past, all the way through your incarnations, then back to the heart, and back out to your future self, and back to the heart, and back into the past self, backwards and forwards. Now we change direction again. Breathe out through the center of your heart. From the front, breathe out through the front. Breathe out into the world and all its complexity. The life that exists around you now, and breathe back into the center of the heart. Breathe out into the complexity of the world, all the way down to the complexity of the atoms, right down to the very fabric of reality, and back into the center of the heart. Now breathe out through your back and back into the center of the heart. Breathe out through your back to your thoughts and back to the center of the heart. And through your back to the witness, the one that's watching your thoughts, and back to the center of the heart. And then keep breathing back out through the witness of the witness and the one that's witnessing that, all the way back through ascended levels of being, all the way back to the one, the infinitely universal one. And breathe it back into the center of the heart. And every time you come back to the center of the heart, you own all this energy, for it is all within you anyway. So breathe back to the one, and into the heart, and then forwards out into life, and back to the heart. Back to the one, and back to the heart. Now together, breathe forwards and backwards at the same time. Feel your breath going out front and back, into life and into your source, to the one. Now add to that your breath going left and right, to your past incarnations and to your future incarnations, to your ascended you, at the same time. And then also add on top of that, breathing out through the top of your head and through your feet, up and down, out into the universe and down to the center of the earth. So you become the very center of all this energy, all this complexity, exists in the simplicity inside your heart of the one. Feel the peace and the rest that exists there. Feel yourself being one, being full of love, full of light, full of joy. Feel the energies flowing freely and beautifully, and know that you are beautiful. Know that you are love. I love you. Thank you.
Thank you for the beautiful meditation deck. Thank you very much. And I'm just going to play one of my songs that Dick asked me to play. And while we're on the theme of angels, people in the chat room are writing, they love angels. I'm just going to play this one, Hymn to the Angel of Peace, being that I lit my candle for world peace. Thank you. Thanks for requesting this one, Dick. That one. I recorded that one with local school children who were aged 5 to 9, between the ages of 5 and 9. And when they were singing it, they thought they were singing peas, not peas.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Thank you. And they were so cute. And they were going around the schoolyard going, yo, peas, to each other. So anyway.
Peas.
Yo, peas. Anyway, we're going to bring Dec back on, and we want to just remind you that Dec is on YouTube, so look out for him, Arturo Deco. And I thought I'd died and gone to heaven with the angels when I was listening to him playing the harp. So are you still there, Dec? We haven't lost you again, have we? He did fall off for a little while there.
I'm still here.
Oh, you're still there. Your computer froze, didn't it?
Yes.
And, along with the frozen keys.
I went to move the mouse to unmute myself, and nothing happened.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's what you get.
Welcome to the world of radio. Yeah, it happens all the time. But that was a brilliant, brilliant meditation. Thank you so much.
It was absolutely powerful, very powerful.
Thank you.
Well, next week we have Lauren Robertson. She's going to be back on here. I don't know if you remember, but she's the daughter of Jane Dawson, and they're both two peas in a pod, both very, very tuned in mediums. And so you'll be able to phone her next week.
Absolutely. And she, the apple did not fall very far from the tree on those two, that's for sure. Yes. So, for the acorn,
that was great.
Whatever.
So, apart from Dec, are you on Facebook, Dec?
No. I've avoided that one so far.
Oh, did you? Well, if you go on Facebook, anybody out there listening, please click on the Healing Fountain page and like us. And if you'd be so kind as to click on my Jan Christie page and like my band page, I think I've only got 17 likes up to now, and you need 30 to be on the timeline. So that would be good. And also I'm on YouTube. And don't forget to tune in to Gary's fabulous show on a Saturday night. Tell us about your show, Gary.
The Night with Daddy G. It's on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a little bit late for Europe, but I do have members of my audience are from Europe, so they're all-nighters, night owls and so forth. And it's a fun, irrelevant, irreverent way to kick up your heels on a Saturday night. A Night with Daddy G.
Wow.
And you can like that Facebook page, too, if you like.
Oh, yeah. Have you got a Facebook page for that as well?
I do, and I'll just post a link in the chat room.
Oh, brilliant. That's great. And everybody out there, yeah, tune in to our shows and tune in to our Facebook pages and make friends with us, because that's what we're here for. And we want
make
to
friends with
you.
Us and like our pages. You'll be glad you did.
We'll pay you. But thank you so much for being here. And we have people in the chat room who are going to be future guests as well. We have Mary Gates, and she's on in a couple of weeks. And we have Nancy Waite, and we're just going to set a date with Nancy. And she's an absolutely brilliant writter and speaker. So I know
you'll
enjoy her.
I'll set a date with Nancy anytime.
Pardon?
I'll set a date with Nancy anytime.
Oh, yeah. She's a beautiful young lady.
Yes, she is.
And speaking of beautiful, we're going to play out with a song that Dec chose, and it's called Beautiful World by Anya. Did you want to say anything before we go, Dec?
No, that's fine. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Thank you very much for being here. We really enjoyed you being here as well.
Thank you ever so much for being with us again. And give our love to Princess.
See you next week. Don't forget, we've got Lauren Robertson, so call in. This she will be doing dream interpretations, or she'll be doing messages from our friends in the spirit world. Okay, then, so goodbye and God bless, and we love you all. It's like Ho'opono, isn't it? Ho'opono,
right.
Is that right? I didn't say it right.
Ho'opono.
That's right, yeah. Okay, then. Thank you very much, then. Bye, everybody. We love you. Bye.
Thank you,
bye, Dec. Thank you,
I
Gary,
love you all.
Too. Thanks a lot. Bye.